This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you are the parent of a child that is remote learning at the moment, maybe your child is blind or partially sighted, and you're having difficulty with the technology that is often provided to blind children, for example, braille devices, or perhaps you've got to work out how to turn back on the screen reader because it's stopped working. Well, what do you do if you've no idea how all this technology works? Obviously, this would be something that would generally be dealt with by the people at the school, right? But now it's all left to you. Well, that is where RNIB's Technology for Life team can help. With me on the line now to talk about this is Ben Rendell from the team. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Stephen.
So it is an important time of year, of course, for parents because, you know, kids are going back to school virtually. So remote learning is a big thing, of course. And getting heads around technology in the home can be challenging for anybody. But for parents of blind children or blind parents of kids who want to help out their kids get online, maybe connect up their braille devices or whatever might be the case, that can be a real challenge for parents, can't it?
Yeah, it can. You know, there's a lot of technology now that parents have never seen before. They might have not had their hands on it, you know, or even understand it, you know, especially when it comes to braille, because they probably don't know braille themselves. When you look at a braille display, it's very difficult to understand it if you don't know braille.
And that's why these sessions are being set up from Technology for Life. So tell us more about these.
Yeah, so the sessions are in conjunction with our children, young people's and families team, and they're all about you know, home working or home learning, however you want to put it. And basically what we're looking to do is answer any questions that parents might have about the, you know, the practicalities of their child working from home, what technology they might have to use. You know, for example, it might be, you know, going into an app to complete work, or, you know, using a remote desktop, or, you know, using a braille display to read work. You know, there's so many different things that the child might have to do. But it's also about what are the extra, you know, additional pieces of technology that might help. You know, so it might be, you know, how are they going to do research, you know, themselves at home? How can they do that? You know, well, they could use a, you know, an Amazon Echo to do research. You know, little tips like that is the sort of thing we're looking to add, but also just be there to answer the questions. Because I think often when it comes to things like this, parents don't know where to go to get the answer. And immediately they don't think of phoning up RNIB and asking to speak to Tech for Life. You know, it just doesn't come to mind when you've got a million and one other things to do. So that's where we're looking to just be there and listen and answer where we can.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because you're right. You know, who do you turn to? Where is the advice? Where is the support? Because it's very specific, isn't it? If you've got a braille display sitting there and your child says to you, I need to connect this to my computer, you might be thinking, okay, what end of what cable goes where? And, you know, what happens when I do it? How do I know it works? And all of these things that matter and really can make the difference so that the child can actually continue to learn. I mean, the child might know some of it from their own knowledge, but, you know, a lot of the time they may be getting support from QTVIs, you know, qualified teachers for visually impaired people might also be able to join in there and, you know, fix those problems. You know, you don't have that support at home, and often those teachers are busy with other work.
Well, exactly. And, you know, often in a school environment, you also usually have access to on-site IT support as well. So when the QTVIs don't know, they'll ring up tech support. And whilst they might not understand braille displays, they know something, or they'd know who to ask. And, you know, so there's a whole support mechanism that isn't there anymore. So it's showing them that there is support, and that, you know, we deal with children as well as older people, because I think the other, you know, other thing people think that, you know, RNIB, you know, they deal with older people, or it's a bit of a misconception. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm just showing that technology is for everyone, and to answer those questions, but also help, you know, understand the technology. So it's all right, how do you do this? But what is it actually doing? Just explaining, you know, okay, well, it's doing this, and it might do this because, or if it doesn't do this, then you can try this. So troubleshooting tips as well. You know, if it goes wrong, this is what you can try. or this is what you can do differently. Or even it might be, you know, you said, gave the example of the braille display with the computer. You know, we can say to them, well, you do know that a lot of braille displays now you can use with a phone or a tablet as well. So it might be giving them that use out of it.
Yeah, no, that's great. So when are these sessions starting? How can people get involved in them? And what support is there?
So the sessions are starting next week, I believe. We haven't got any absolutely firm dates yet. So what I would say is that people should get in touch with the Children, Young People and Families team as they are coordinating it. So you can do that through our helpline. Shall I give you the number?
Yes, please.
Yes. So it's 0303 123 9999, and you can also email cypf@rnib.org.uk.
And aside that, I mean, obviously these are tailored sessions that will give support, but beyond that, can people contact the Technology for Life team for advice? Can someone, you know, give the team a call via the RNIB helpline, you know, at a different point if they're concerned or confused about something?
Yeah, anytime you can call us. So we operate our technology helpline between 9 and 5, Monday to Friday. So just give us a call, ask to speak to the Technology for Life when you ring up the helpline. And, you know, we're more than happy to answer any questions you have. We might not know the answer straight away, but we'll always do our best to go away, research it and ask the right people and get the answers for you. And, you know, you can also email tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Ben, thank you so much for your time. Ben Rendell from the Technology for Life team. Good to have you here on RNIB Connect Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is RNIB Connect Radio.